It's your girl, Drea Love. We're going to talk about being gentle with ourselves and with one another. What a topic, I know. Being gentle in today's day and age. Woo! Gentle. Do we know how to be gentle anymore? Okay, so let's start somewhere. Let's get our eyes focused on ourselves. Because focusing on anyone other than ourselves right now is going to really, really hurt us. Yes, I know that we have to deal with people and we have to live in society and we have to engage. And not everybody makes a choice to be gentle. And I think that's probably one of the bigger things that makes it so hard is because most people aren't so gentle these days. Oh man, it's so hard to see how critical people are, the divide on any level, really. Any level, every level, another level, another divide. I mean, it's just going to get more and more and more and more and more. Until we decide that we're no longer interested in participating in that low frequency activity of being hard on everyone and on ourselves. What I have learned, okay, so as I have decided to take my focus off the external world because it's way too much, I absorb energy way too easily and it affects me so heavily, and I honestly can't even handle it. I can't watch news, I can't watch debates, I can't do all that silly stuff because it hurts my heart, hurts my mind, it consumes me, it's all kinds of things. So I inform myself enough to know what I need to know, but I must make that very, very little, because the world is going to take all of our energy if we allow it to. If we allow it to. And one really interesting thing that I've learned over the years is that no matter what is happening, no matter if it's in a relationship with somebody that's close to us, like a child or a parent or a best friend, or whether we're crucifying, you know, a potential presidential person for their thoughts or their attitudes or whatever it is. So here's what we do have to know, is we have to know that this is a game. We are in a game. It's called the Matrix. You take the red pill or the blue pill and you choose to deal with the truth or not. And you have to realize that we are living in this BS place. And you've got to make some decisions of how much you want to consume and how much you want it to consume you. So after making the decision that you choose to not be consumed by this world, because it's all consuming. I know many people are being consumed by it now, obviously, with the state of the world right now. And our lack of focus on ourselves. We are only going to get somewhere if we focus on our own frequency. We have to focus on our own frequency, raising that vibration and going from there. We cannot change the world if we have not changed ourselves. So let's get back to the topic again, gentleness, being gentle on ourselves. So I've learned that many times these relationships are a reflection of my internal reality. And that's kind of an interesting concept because it seems like a large overall overarching concept. But most times you will get a reflection of what your internal reality is. So I'm going to use it for example. I know some people who are angry people and they have manifested lots of illness in their life, in their space, and they are angry. Angry, angry, angry. And they tend to be angry on the world. And so what happens is you will manifest angry situations. angry things if you are not dealing with the anger inside of you. And so it'll continue to eat at you, eat away, manifest. And so ultimately, because we weren't gentle on ourselves, that is eating away at us from the inside. So resulting in many angry interactions, many blaming relationships, many projections on people of what you think is happening, but really it's an internal reflection of what is happening inside. And I'm not saying it exactly like this for every person, but I am saying that there is a lot of truth to what is playing out in our life and how it's an internal reflection of our reality. I don't know what that means for you, because I'm not in your life and I can't tell you unless we sit and talk. But I do know that that happens, and it will continue to happen until you choose to slow down and see what's happening in your internal reality and get quiet and listen to that higher soul and that higher self and get sweet with it, get kind with it. And, okay, so I'm going to introduce you to higher self, higher soul. And I talk about this in my book that's coming out before the end of the year. Our higher self is our smarter version of ourself that knows better than we do. And our higher self is much more gentle with us than we are. We are really, really messed up from this world. We've had a lot of things happen to us. And therefore, we have become not so gentle people, not so understanding people, very judgmental people, all of us, continuing to project our air quote stuff on other people. And until we take that internal journey and decide to slow down with ourselves, with our mind, with our heart, with what's happened to us, with what's buried in us. Ooh, what's buried in us. Everybody who has something buried in them, raise their hands right now. Raise your hand. Do you have something buried in you? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Okay, so we all have buried things in us. And a lot of the time when we have things buried in us, they're angry. They want to come out. They're not happy. They're manifested somewhere in our body as anger or as a memory or as something. It is manifested in your life or your body. And old trauma, drama stuff is sitting in our field, in our life, in our energy, in things and situations. They are playing out in situations that we may not understand because it's energy, but it's playing out in different situations to show us these different angles of what we need to see. So when we sit back, we're like, oh darn, I haven't been seeing that because, oh darn, I did need to learn that lesson. Okay. So slowing into realizing that we need to learn these lessons. We need to hear these things coming out of us. We need to allow these old traumas and dramas to come out of us. We're not being gentle on ourselves. We're being hard on ourselves. We're telling ourselves you need to do better and do more and all the things, but we need to be kind to ourselves. So this is my plea with everybody to be loving and kind and gentle to yourself. Who else is going to be loving and kind and gentle to you besides maybe your mom or your kid? And you know you have attachments with that anyways. But who else has been through everything with you besides you? Who else is going to know what you need besides you? We know ourselves better than anybody does. And we have the best advice for ourselves that we can be giving to ourselves. And our higher self always knows what's best for us and always knows how to guide us. So we always have this really beautiful internal guidance system that will teach us how to be kinder and more gentle with ourselves, which is what we're looking to do right now. Be more gentle with ourselves in this day and age. Because many of us have gotten hardened by one thing or two things or 10 things or 20 things or ancestral things, or we're just confused and angry and pissed and depressed and confused and mess and, yeah, just a disaster right now. many of us are not doing too hot. But unpacking these old things will allow us the opportunity, will allow our life the opportunity to decompress from what we've been stuffing in it. Stuffing, 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 more stuff, more BS. Allowing your life to release instead of stuff. That's a cool concept. Release. Process. Listen. Instead of stuff. And tell yourself a bunch of BS. So, back on being gentle with the soul and listening to what it needs. Being kind enough to give it some space and allow it some integration. Please be gentle with yourselves, my friends. As I've started to become gentle with my own self and my own life, my higher self has started to talk to me so much more and teaches me and is kind with me and is guiding me on a regular basis. So it does give you many, many gifts along the way when you choose to listen and be kind. And it doesn't, although it is difficult, it doesn't, although it's hard, it doesn't have to be difficult. Maybe I'm saying this all the wrong way, but it is hard. But I guess we can just understand it and have some perspective along the way, because it's a rough and bumpy ride right now. And we must make the choice to have our internal reality be a little bit softer. So me right now, I'm sitting in my hammock, swinging back and forth, because I choose to be gentle with myself. I have 8 candles lit at different altars in my house. It's beautiful outside. I'm under a full moon. It's September 30th, going into Libra season, which is me. I'm a Libra, so going into my season. But this is how I am gentle with myself. I bring my notebook out and I allow myself to listen. If I want to listen to music and process and think and feel and all the things, or if I want to just be quiet, this is how I'm gentle with myself. So it may look different for you, in different ways. You know, I don't know what that looks like for you, but having a practice of being gentle with yourself. But my nightly wind down for me is really my process of taking it down and reminding myself of how special I am, and thanking my guides and my higher self for all the work that's happened throughout the day, reconnecting with God, reconnecting with myself, reminding myself that of all the things that have happened today, because so many miracles happen to me every day. They're so numerous, it becomes kind of overwhelming sometimes. And I used to try to write about them all because I felt like they were so important to document, but then it was just overwhelming because there were so many. So I just catch as many of the big ones as I can because there's so many. And these nightly routines help remind me, because I'll sit and pour my heart out on paper, but they help remind me of how much has happened throughout the day and how many miracles have transpired and how I've been completely supported by the universe on my journey today. So part of my gentleness and reconnecting back with the truth every day and every night is reliving or just revisiting quickly what's happened and thanking the universe for all the gifts that it's given me and it's provided and the support and the gratitude from that, and then manifesting more for tomorrow. That's part of the gentleness with myself, and then the intention with moving forward in my next days. But taking the time to be kind to myself every day, it used to not be a practice for me. Used to not be something that I understood, but I do know it's highly important for me at this point in my life, and it's necessary because the world is hard. You guys know the world's hard. Finding some time to be gentle with yourself in whatever way that means. Some people it's going to be yoga. Some people it's going to be, I don't know, time on the beach. You can't be time in front of TV, though, because if you want to hear the universe and be gentle, you have to give the universe, you have to hear, you have to be able to hear. And that's what I realized, too, when I had the TV on, is I couldn't hear. So turn the TVs off, turn the noise off. If you want some gentle music, fine, but listen to the universe. Give God some room to speak. Give your soul some room to hear and to process and be kind and loving. It's important. And it's key into our healing. Thank you for listening. Please like, comment, share, and subscribe. Pass this on to somebody you know who could use a good word on healing, which is all of us. My website at drayalove.com, DRAYALOVE.com. Blog, vlog, podcast resources, coaching, quantum healing. The story just continues. We've got lots going on there. So head to my website if you want to have some fun. Thank you for joining me, y'all. And with love, it's your girl, Drea Love. Thanks for listening to me on this Perspectives podcast with your girl, Drea Love. I love that you're hanging out with me. If this brought you any healing or helped you in any way at all, I would just ask that you please share. Just send this to one person that you know this would help get through something. And of course, rate, review, and subscribe.